This is Roberta Foster. Welcome to today's edition of the Author's Corner, brought to you by KNEO Radio. And today I am talking with Becky Beresford, and we welcome her to Author's Corner. Now, she's written the book, She Believed He Could, So She Did, Trading Cultures, Lies for Christ-Centered Empowerment. It's a book published by Moody Publishers, and she'll tell you more about how to get it at the end of the program. Here's just a little bit about Becky. She lives in North Carolina and is happily outnumbered by her husband and three wonderful boys. She's an author, speaker, and coach with master's certificate in spiritual formation and discipleship from Moody Theological Seminary. Becky loves encouraging God's daughters to embrace Christ-centered empowerment through the truth found in the gospel. And Becky, it's such a pleasure having you on Author's Corner today.
Thank you for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
So you have a passion for helping women embrace Christ-centered empowerment. What's the difference between that and what the world or the culture calls empowerment? And why did you decide it was time to write this book?
Yeah, well, there's a big difference, even though culture and the enemy want us to feel like there isn't that much of a difference. So Christ-centered empowerment has to do with relying on Jesus for our strength and our sufficiency versus the world's definition of empowerment, which is rely on yourself. Everything's up to you. You have to hold all the things together. You have to look within to find that power to achieve and succeed. And basically, the world and the enemy wants us to be the savior of our own stories. And when in reality, the gospel, the whole point of the gospel is that we don't have to be the savior. We don't have to be enough. We don't have to hold everything together in our life and in the lives of our loved ones. That's God's job. That is Jesus's responsibility, and he wants us to hand that back over to him. And so the message of this book is mainly practicing God-dependence instead of self-dependence. And there's a huge amount of freedom that comes when you embrace Christ-centered empowerment instead of trying to, again, be the savior of your own story. And so for me, I had to learn this. I feel like any message that God gives us to share or any story he gives us to share, he makes you live it out. And so I had to learn this the hard way in my life. I'm just made to be a helper. Like, I love to try to fix things. And if anyone's in need or, you know, they're hurting, my heart breaks and I want to like reach out and help. And so in my marriage, we had a very, very difficult season where, you know, this is back in 2015, but I honestly didn't know how we were going to be able to stay together except for the Lord. It would have to be a miracle. And a big part of that was I was trying to fix our marriage and I was failing. I kept feeling like I could never be a good enough wife. And we're also a special needs family. And so we have three wonderful boys. Our oldest son is autistic. And so there are, you know, meltdowns and special needs that he has that I didn't think I could measure up to. Like, I'm like, God, I don't know why you asked me to be this sweet boy's mom. I feel like I'm failing, like I'm not able to be enough for him. And then my other sons, who we love dearly as well, and they have these needs, and there's this dynamic where there's more attention paid to our oldest because he's needing it. And so then there's jealousy. And then, and so I'm just feeling like a failure as a mom. So I'm feeling like a failure as a mom. I'm feeling like a failure as a wife. And then we had other stuff going on in our lives too, like financial strain and chronic illness. And so it was just this perfect storm where God was showing me, you're not enough on your own. You can't do all this on your own. And in the midst of it, he called me to be a writer, and he showed me how writing is a form of discipleship. And so I started pitching a different book that is not this book for 3 years to publishers, and I got no's and rejections one after the other. And I'm like, God, I don't understand. Like, I'm trying to do all the right things. And they're telling me, literally, I'm not enough. You don't have enough, a big enough platform. You don't have this. You don't have that. And so I felt like a failure as a writer. So professionally, personally, and the enemy was just coming in, and he was shaming me. And I got to a point where I thought I was done. Like, I was not going to write anymore. I just need to step back. This clearly, Lord, you picked the wrong girl. And my husband had bought me a sign from a Christian bookstore that said she believed she could, so she did, the popular phrase. And I had that on my writing desk one day when I was just really feeling like a failure, about to give up. And I looked at the sign, and I thought, wait a second. Maybe my feelings of being inadequate and not being able to be enough and hold everything together, those feelings are not bad, because that points me back to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
That points me back to how he is enough for me, and I don't have to be that. And so it points me to the message of the gospel. That's a good thing. However, the sign was wrong, and that was preaching a false gospel to me. So I went and I got a marker, and I crossed off the S on the sign. So it then said she believed he could.
Yes.
So she did. I'm like, that's the message of the gospel. And I want to lean into what God has done for me and what he's going to do and what he alone can do.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was a big freeing moment for me. And I shared it with some friends, and I shared it online. And the response that I got from women was just like, oh, I can get behind that sign.
Yes.
Something didn't sit right before, you know, but that one, like believing in God and what he has done and what he can do, I can get behind that. God dependent.
Amen.
And so that's when the Lord put it on my heart that that wasn't just a nice little post. It was a book, and it needed to be shared with the world.
Amen. Well, today I am talking with Becky Beresford about her book, She Believed He Could, So She Did. And it has a subtitle that is so important, Trading Culture's Lies for Christ-Centered Empowerment. It's published by Moody Publishers, and you're listening to Author's Corner, and I'm Roberta Foster. Last night I was talking with somebody about the phrase that God never gives you more than you can handle, and how that is actually one of those very tricky, deceitful statements that as Christians I think we say way too often, because he wants us to have more on our plate than we can handle so we can be dependent upon him. Am I treating that phrase properly? Because it's not a scripture.
Yes, 100%. It's actually interesting. I talk about this in the book. One of the chapters is you can do hard things the easier way, and that's by relying on God, not on us. But I go into this because I grew up hearing that all the time, and I actually started to get mad at God because I felt like he was giving me way too much compared to other people. I'm like, well, why? You think I can handle more, so I'm getting more hardship?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that doesn't make sense, God. Why? And so I started to get mad at him. But then I looked at the Bible. I'm like, is this even in Scripture? And that's what's really key about all these phrases we hear, whether it's from your pastor or favorite Christian celebrity, whatever. Like, we need to take it back to the Bible and see, what does God's Word say? So I took this phrase to the Bible, and I realized it's nowhere in it. And it's actually skewed from a verse that Paul is using to talk about temptation.
Mm-hmm.
So he's saying, you will not be tempted more than you can handle.
Right.
Because he's going to send the Holy Spirit to help you in that temptation. And so temptation is not the same as hardship.
Mm-hmm.
God, actually, interestingly enough, Paul later on, I believe it's in that same letter, it might have been the 2 Corinthians, Paul talks about he was in a point where he was past the point of being able to endure. And they thought they were going to die. So that sounds like that's more than we can handle, right? but then right after that, he says that this happened so that we would learn how to rely on God and not ourselves. And even if we died, Jesus could raise us from the dead.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like true faith. That is Christ-centered, God-empowered faith.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when hardship, we all experience it, when we feel that, instead of being like upset at God, God comes in and meets us there.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, you're not here alone. I am with you.
Right.
I want to help you. I want to provide the way out. I want to empower you to face these things. I want to speak truth into your heart that's going to comfort you and love you. So he comes to meet us in the hardship, which
Amen.
I think is much better than a God sitting up there deciding, oh, this person deserves this hardship. This person
mm-hmm.
deserves this trouble. He's a God who's with us
Amen.
In the hard stuff.
Well, Becky, we are quickly running out of time, but I want to give you an opportunity. Tell us one of the lies that the enemy speaks to women that wants us to believe our identity in a different way than God has created us to be.
Well, another big one is the you are enough one. That's one that really changed my life when I realized that you don't have to be enough for yourself, but also all your loved ones. You can release them and their troubles to Jesus. Satan, originally in the very beginning in the garden, what he went to Eve and he dished out such a cruel lie to her, which was, you are not enough, when really she was with God in the garden
mm-hmm.
and complete in him in that moment. And he made her feel like she was lacking. And that's when she reached for the fruit. And it was this really cruel, self-fulfilling prophecy that when she ate from that fruit, then she became not enough. And so we are trying to become enough to God, to others, to ourselves. That is like our human cry. But really, the only answer is going back to Jesus and realizing that we don't have to be enough in and of ourselves. And even when the enemy comes to shame us and tell us all that we're doing wrong, we can say, okay, yeah, I know. Me and myself, I know
mm-hmm.
I'm not enough on my
mm-hmm.
own. But in Jesus, I am filled to all the measure of the fullness of God.
Amen.
And that's more than enough for me.
Amen. So right now I'm talking with Becky Beresford about her book, She Believed He Could, So She Did. Becky, how can people find out more about this book? And do you have a website that people can find out more about you?
Yeah, for sure. You can really go anywhere online to purchase it. Amazon, you can go to Moody. Sometimes they have really good sales on there, and I like to save money. So Moody's always a good place to check it out. And then I have my website, BeckyBeresford.com, where you can connect with me and sign up to become a part of my email list, or I'm on Facebook and Instagram.
Fantastic. So one more time, the book today is She Believed He Could, So She Did, Trading Culture's Lies for Christ-Centered Empowerment. It's written by Becky Beresford, and we certainly thank Moody Publishers for providing a copy of the book for us today. Becky, it's been a true pleasure talking with you. Thank you so much for giving of your time.
Thank you.
And to our listeners, we sure appreciate you tuning in. If you missed any part of today's interview or would like to hear it again, you can now find it on your favorite podcast platform or through KNEO.org. This is Roberta Foster on the Author's Corner. Join us again next time.
God's Word speaks truth. God's Word speaks life. And God's Word speaks to us today. Hi, I'm Pastor John Marins of the Granby Christian Church. Each week, we explore God's Word together on In the Shadow of Your Wings, a radio broadcast on KNEO. Tune in each Saturday at 6:45 p.m. to hear the show. And if you ever miss it, you can always view the archive online at kneo.org. We also have the program available as a podcast as well, so you can listen anytime, anywhere. It's available from Sky High Podcast Network. I invite you to check out the show and learn more about our incredible God and how He cares for you. You can trust Him. You can depend on Him, and you can rest in the shadow of His wings.